Recession can be a scary word. I know. And many of you probably know that a recession is not good for the economy. You may often hear this word tossed around in the news, but what does it actually mean? Welcome to Economics Made Simple. In order to help us understand recessions, we've brought on Clint Dahl. Clint, can you please explain to our audience what it means when we experience a recession?
My pleasure. And you're right, a recession is not good for the economy. So allow me to explain in simple terms what recession means. A recession is a term that refers to a significant decline in economic activity. In simple terms, the economy is moving backward rather than forward. You may think that there would have to be some criteria met to be considered a recession. That used to be the case. Two consecutive quarters of decline of economic output as measured by GDP or gross domestic product. But today, a recession is officially declared by the National Bureau of Economic Research, or NBER. They use a more broad-based and subjective determination for a recession. Some of the economic indicators that they look at include GDP, real income, employment, industrial production, and wholesale retail sales. The most recent recessions occurred at the beginning of 2020, and then before that in 2008. The recession of 2008 could be considered the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. As noted by Investopedia, numerous economic theories attempt to explain why and how the economy might fall off its long-term growth trend and into a period of temporary recession. These theories can be broadly categorized as based on real economic factors, financial factors, or psychological factors. Some economists believe that recessions are caused by shifts in the economy that distort supply and demand. For example, geopolitical factors may influence the price of oil, which affects the rest of the economy and can cause a recession. Other economists believe that recessions come from financial factors. An economy with too much debt or money printing may create financial bubbles, and then when those bubbles pop, it can cause a recession. Finally, some economists believe that it's nothing more than a boom and bust cycle of human psychology. When people are pessimistic about the economy, they'll spend less and create a self-fulfilling prophecy of a slowing economy. Everyone fears a recession, and they happen much more frequently than anyone would prefer. In fact, we've had 8 recessions in the last 50 years. And you are right, they are scary because they can be very painful for many people.
Thank you, Clint. Now that I get the full picture, it's actually much more simple than I thought. In our next video, we'll be explaining how a recession could affect your retirement savings. Make sure you subscribe and check back often to learn more.
Joe Montana here. Click subscribe now and hit the notification bell to stay up to date. You'll be glad you did.